bitch. I'm a bad bitch. Yeah, you know I'm that bitch. Can't get off the bitch. Yeah, I am that bitch. Nah, you know I'm that bitch. Yeah, I am that bitch. Yeah, you know I'm that bitch.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to That Bitch Podcast. I hope you guys all had a fantastic past week and a half. Oh, fuck, I just stepped in mud outside. Son of a bitch. Mine has been busy, tired, emotional, you know, emotional damage. Yeah, that's my life, is emotional fucking damage. I do have some stories to tell, though. One is about a waitress at a restaurant being rude as fuck. Another is another sex story. And then another I'm going to discuss is the Writers Guild and actors being on strike. But make sure you like and subscribe this video on YouTube. If you're on Spotify, rate 5 stars or just download the episode and play it, because that helps my podcast rise in the rankings. I don't even know what my ranking is on Spotify. It's probably like way, way low because I'm not very known, but you know, it is what it is. So let's get right to it. Okay, so for a friend's birthday dinner, supper, whatever you want to call it, we went to this one restaurant called Memories in Regina. If you're from Regina or Saskatchewan and know the area, you'll know what I'm talking about. Now, there was, I think, maybe 12 of us there in this one room. Now, the meal was like, okay. They make it look really fancy. It's expensive as fuck because it's kind of like Greek-themed kind of place. So a lot of the food, I was like, I don't know what that is. I'm not going to eat that. I'm not going to eat that. I'm not going to eat that. I had some, like, baked feta thing. Yeah, I'm not a fan of eating feta in a bricks. Like, in a brick size. Like, ooh, you're just going to eat a chunk of feta that's got some pastry around it. Yeah, not my cup of tea. Will not do that again. Then I had some lentil salad. Ew. Lentil salad, not my cup of tea either. I'd rather have like a Greek salad that wasn't even on the menu for a Greek restaurant. Just some other salad that was basically like tomatoes, olives, maybe feta, and something else. Oh, now my dogs are barking. Okay, back to recording. My neighbor from behind us came outside, which then caused the dogs to bark because his dog came outside. See if I can sit here in the nice sun. Oh, there's the dogs behind me. Oh, where was it? Okay, so we went to this restaurant called Memories in Regina. Oh my god, I'm getting everything tangled. If you can look on the video, you can see the dogs are bugging each other. Really, Penny? Hi, Phoebe. Okay, so we went to this restaurant called Memories in Regina. Now, there's about 12 of us or so. Back to what I was eating for dinner. So I had the lentil, and then I had some like shrimp dish of some kind, and they put some fancy ass like pastry thing, like a big circle. It was okay. The shrimp were good, but I was starving. I was so fucking hungry. I barely ate that day. And then to be eating this weird food, I'm like, well, I'm fucking hungry, so I'm just gonna down it. So I did. But yeah, food was like okay. Pricing, not great. And then I got one drink. Of course, that drink's gonna cost me like $12. So that wasn't fun. So yes, my bill came to like $51, I think. Yeah, I think it was like 51. Anyway, so we're all done eating or whatever. The owner, who was telling some jokes and stuff, and he was nice, big, nice Greek dude. But then it came to paying the bills. So she comes out with all of the bills, passing them all out, and brings a machine. And Phoebe is staring at me. If you look, look at the video. Oh, Phoebe. Okay. So she comes up with the bills. Now, usually I tip like 15%, 10%, depending on the food, where it's at, how like nice the people are, and everything like that. So I was trying to go to 15% because she gives me the machine. And then I'm like trying to customize it, because all of a sudden it's at 18%, 20, and 25%. And I'm like, the fuck? Where's the 15%? What is this shit? And I didn't fully understand what she was saying at first. She was like, oh, because you're over, when we have over 8 people, groups, they gotta do 18% tip, blah, blah, blah. And I was kind of like, huh? Like, because I'm looking for a customized button. Well, it said customize, but I didn't realize it was a customize the amount when all I wanted to do was customize the percent to 15, and I couldn't find it. So then I customized it and just put $5. Like, I'm not paying $10 for a tip for myself on my dinner. No, like, I'll give you $5. Cool. Good enough for me. If I had a thing that was maybe $200 myself, sure, maybe I'll tip you way better. But, like, this bitch is still trying to save some money here. I'm still tipping you. I'm not going to tip you a bunch of money. Anyways, she tells me the whole 18% thing again. And I put the $5 in. She's like, oh, so we're going to start it off like that then, are we? I'm like, what the fuck? I didn't say anything to her. But in my head, I'm like, what the fuck did she just say to me? So I continue the transaction or whatever. And then she gives it to the girl beside me. And she said the same thing. Since we're doing groups, it is 18%. And that's like how it is or whatever. And then the girl beside me was kind of like confused too and just kind of did whatever on the machine. Then she kept going down. She said this to every single person. Okay, first of all, none of us were told before we went to this dinner that you had to tip 18% on your food. If we were known, like if we'd have been told, none of us would have went there. Because tipping is optional. You're not forced to tip. You add it extra. You're paid a proper living wage wage in Canada when you're a waiter, server, whatever. And she continues to go down the row saying the same thing over and over again. But the girl beside me, she was like shook. I was also very pissed off because it's like, really? You made that fucking comment? Do you really want $0 for a tip maybe, fucking bitch? Like, the audacity to say, oh, we're going to start off like that now, are we? Bitch! How about you go fuck yourself, are we? Like, really? How would I just go back to $0 and continue on with my day? If you're going to be a fucking twat like that. So, after, nobody knew we had to tip 18%. Everybody was still kind of confused. Because then I told everybody else what she had said. And everybody was kind of shocked. Because it's like, yeah, tipping is not mandatory. And saying you have to pay 18% tip, that happens nowhere. Apparently it was on the menu somewhere in very fine print, but nobody was told this at the beginning of our supper or when we made a reservation when it was made. Nobody knew this. Yeah, so I will not go back there. I'll maybe order lunch from there when I'm at work, but I meal prep pretty much all the time, so very slim to none that I'm ever going to eat there again. It just really, really rubbed me the wrong way. It was very rude. Like, if you seen what I was doing and you didn't like it, just keep it to your fucking self and go tell your goddamn boss or something. Not make a goddamn rude comment, like, you fucking bitch. Yeah. Bitch in not a good way. Bitch in a bad way. Because I'm call me a bitch all you want. I'm just sassy. I was tied up for myself. I'm confrontational. It is what it is. I'm confrontational when needed, not when it's not needed. So, not a great experience at Memories whatsoever. So there was that little story about going to a restaurant that not happy with whatsoever. Alrighty, I changed spots again because I didn't want to be near the kitchen window because my mother is making supper and the window is open and I'm about to tell my sex story. So, previous weekend, finally, this bitch got some dick. I got some dick. Yes, I got some dick. It was adequate. It was, I guess, satisfactory. Satisfactory? There, I'm sure that's the word. Yeah. Finally accomplished one thing, but I'm not going to go further about the accomplished thing. But the details about the sex time. Sexy time. Let's do this. Okay. So I'll go over to the person's house. Now, this is the first time I've ever had sex with this person before. So I didn't really know what to expect, right? You never really know when you're going in with somebody new. And like, people tend to talk up about what's going to happen, what they want to do. Especially guys, they tend to over-exaggerate. I'm sorry, there's a lot of dudes that listen to this podcast. You guys over-exaggerate a lot. You really don't need to. We know we're not going to get what you're saying. Like, I'm going to throw you up against the wall and fuck you and blah, 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 and go down you and do this and this and that. Just, like, be realistic, please. You don't need to lie to us. We know you're not going to do 95% of what the shit you're saying. Okay? Okay. So I go over there. It's, like, awkward putting on something to watch on the TV. Because, like, nobody wants to fucking silence. That's just, like, weird. Well, at least I think it's weird. I'd rather have music on or something in the background. So put some movie on Amazon Prime. Because his Netflix wasn't working. So I was like, okay, Prime works, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So we have it on. And I'm like, okay, well, why is it always me initiating everything? Why can't these fucking guys step it up and initiate? Like, kissing me or, like, getting things going. It's always me going over to them. Like, you know what's... You know why I came over. We had one plan. Why I was going over. Let's just get to it. Honest to God. So, finally, I'm moving spots again. Let's see if the office window is open. And it is. We're not going to go over there. So, I get on top of him, start like making out with him, blah, blah, blah. And it's so, how do I explain it? Making out with somebody you haven't made out with before, you just don't know what to expect. And like, some people like to use a lot of tongue, too much tongue. Like, I like tongue, okay? But there's like excessive, and then there's like not enough. Then there's like all up in there that you're like, what, sir, are you doing? Do you know what you're doing? No, you don't. So of course, this one is a little too much tongue. Oh my God, Phoebe is whining now. Miss Phoebe, relax. My cat's meowing in the house because he wants to come outside. Oh my God. And I'm like dropping my mic. This is a whole situation. Okay. Anyways. Nope. Apparently I lost. Oh, there it is. The shock collar remote that I haven't used the shock yet. Just vibration. Oh, Jesus Christ. This situation up in this bitch. Okay. As I was saying, you don't know what to expect when you're going to make out with somebody for the first time. Well, it was like not bad. It was not great. It was like, okay, adequate, I could say. I definitely need to teach him some things, and I actually brought that up. But anyways, back to the sex. So, I got on top of him, we're making out, whatever. And then, like, you know when you, like, get to the point where you're like, okay, well, enough making out. Let's, like, get to some business here. So I take off my shirt. I take off my bra. He takes off his shirt. And then, like, still, like, making out or whatever. And he's, like, sucking on my titty a little bit. I'm like, okay, woohoo, you know. Because I like titty stuff. Titty stuff's a good time. Very sensitive, and it is what it is. So, then we get switched positions again. Now I'm on my back. And he's going down on me. Now, you guys, you men, if you don't know how to eat pussy well, just Google it. Or, yes, you can watch porn, but, cannot be porn stars doing this. Because, y'all, that shit's fake. Like, watch amateur or, like, real relationships. I literally just found this one couple on Pornhub. Their name is Horny Couple 24. And they're in a real relationship, these two. But they, like, fake whatever, like, the names. Like, oh, stepsister, la 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 la, whatever. Roommate, X, Y, and Z. The usual, like, clickbait type of titles. I mean, it works. And I found this one that it's, like, it says, like, moans until she comes or something like that. And that shit, it's a good one. And I'm, like, very turned on when I watch it. So now it's, like, my go-to. It's in, like, my browser, in the private browser. Like, all the way at the top so you can't see it. I know where it is. So, you have to watch certain videos, more amateur, but, like, real relationship type of ones. You can also go to, what the hell is that other porn site? Fuck, I forget what it's called. But it's, like, made for her, so it's realistic and not super fake, and not all these porn stars are, like, real people. They may do porn, but, like, it's not, like, excessive and fake-looking, because porn is actually made for men. That's why it is the way that it is. That's why it is the way it is. So, watch this video, and I'm like, holy Jesus, this guy knows what the fuck he's doing. So, like, I'm hoping this is what I'm expecting when I go to fuck this dude. That's not what I got. So, when we had talked about it, I was like, like after the whole sex situation. 2 days later, then he asked, like, I don't want to ever ask how it was for you. I was like, it was good. Like, it wasn't bad, but it was good. I said, but I'm gonna need to teach you some things. And then he's like, well, I'm always up for learning new things. And put like the little a little captain thing with the emoji, which is good, so I can teach him some shit. Because he was just like going to town, just licking in like one spot, and it's like that's not gonna do anything. You gotta like go different places, you gotta suck on things, you need to learn how to multitask. Guys, it is a thing to eat someone out, but also finger them at the same time. It is also the most amazing feeling ever when they know what they're doing. But you gotta multitask. Just your mouth or just your finger is not gonna settle for everything here. You need to mix that shit up. Use your fingers and your mouth at the same time. Yes, I know it sounds complicated, you guys. But really, it's not that bad. It's not that hard. It's pretty fucking good. You will see the way that that chick is going to be screaming and moaning and having a great time when you learn how to use your fingers and your mouth at the same time. So yeah, he was like going lick, 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 blah, 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 whatever. And then like tried to finger me, and it was... Did he even finger me that much? I don't think he can finger me much at all, or even... You know, I think he did. Clearly, it was not that memorable, because I can barely remember it. But it was like, yeah, I know. I remember telling him to slow down. I think he must have been fingering me, because he must have been going fast. I remember telling him to slow down. Like, you guys, we're not... Like, you're not a jackhammer. Stop that shit. Don't be going this, like, crazy... Going in and out does nothing. Here is a good old trick. The trick you need to learn. Now, when you are fingering a female, remember, we have a G-spot. It is all up in our vag. Okay? Now, look at the video if you don't understand. I'm going to try and make my tripod stand stay in one spot. Now, you can use your pointer finger or your middle finger. That will work the best. I would not recommend ever a thumb that's going in an asshole. Don't not put a thumb in a vag. And vulva. Do not put that bitch in there. Put that goes in the booty hole. Pinky, literally no point. Maybe booty hole. Ring finger, literally no point for that finger. Your favorite two, your pointer and your middle. Now, if you're going to finger her, what to do that feels amazing because of the G-spot. You put the finger in. Let's see if I can make it look somewhat decent on camera with my finger. And, okay, yes I can. You put the finger in and you literally flick like this. Like a come hither motion. This is what you need to do. Come hither, okay? That is the motion. Or like in there, or your middle finger, like da 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 da, okay? That top piece will hit the G-spot, okay? It's all up in there. You just need that little flick of a finger. And that's literally what I've told every dude who hasn't done it, who hasn't figured that move out. That's what I tell them. Then once they do that, then I'm like, holy Jesus Christ. It's a fucking mosquito. Not holy Jesus Christ is a mosquito, but holy Jesus Christ, that's amazing. The feeling is so good because of where it hits. But like, you also don't have to go crazy fast, but don't go like slow as shit. Don't go like, flick. Just go like, flick, 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 flick. Okay? Keep the motion in the ocean. Just keep on going. But that is the trick when you're fingering a female, is doing the flick motion. And then the little lick or a little suck on the clit, and that's... You're going to town. It's a great old time, okay? Because most females will not come from penetration, from what I have found out. Well, I've learned myself. But research and every other sex podcast that I've listened to and sex therapist, it's like a very small percentage that can come with penetration. It's a whole lot of different things that a female needs. We need like, I think it's like, what, 20 minutes to a half an hour of basically like warm-up time, prep time. Yeah. And lube. Lube is also your best friend. So then, anyways, he's like, back to the sex story. After he's finished eating me out, or just licking me, basically, and attempting to flick or flicking like crazy, and he's like, okay, it's time to fuck. So make him put the condom on. I brought the condoms over because he didn't have any. So I just brought, like, I have a fresh box of condoms that I haven't even opened in like a year. because my one guy friend worked at this pharmacy or pharmacy, like pharmaceutical company, and they had to get rid of free boxes because whatever pallet was on, the pallet got crushed, which then crushed some of the boxes, but the condoms were totally fine. So, I feel like my dog is looking at something. This is very awkward. So I'll walk around. So anyways, Megan put the condom on. So then, okay, we're going. Get the fucking... It was not bad. I mean, it was... Okay, first of all, I'll be totally honest. It fucking hurt at the beginning. Y'all, last time I had sex, it was February 2023. February. Okay? We're in June. Okay? This is the beginning of February. February. Okay, January, February, March, April, May, June. Like, five... Well, now we're in July. 5.5 months. That's how long. But yeah, 5.5, I would say. That's how long I had sex. So, like, that shit was tight. That shit was tight, dudes. That shit was tight. And painful. Very painful. Oh my god, my nose is itchy. So, I was like, you need to work it in slowly because this hurts. Because his dick wasn't small. It wasn't massive. It was a, I would say, average to above average. And, like, good, I guess, girth with whatever the fuck. It was good. It wasn't bad. But it was painful at the beginning. But once I got past the beginning, then it was good. So, I think we fucked for... Oh, yeah, because it was literally, like, just about 15 minutes. I think the TV said 12 minutes and some seconds. So, I turned it on. So, maybe it was, like, 11 minutes or so, or 10 minutes max. But, hey, that's better than 2 minutes tops. And I had made a comment. I was like, hey, well, that actually wasn't too bad. And he's like, yeah, normally, if I don't have a condom on, it lasts like maybe a minute to 2 minutes. I'm like, yeah, that's fair. That's usually how it is for most guys, I swear to God. Fuck, now there's a neighbor out in the backyard and the other one making noise, of course. But I was like, well, that's what round two is for. He's like, I don't think I can usually ever go round two. I don't think I've gone two rounds. I'm like, well, that's why I'm supposed to wait in between and then do it again later. So he hasn't experienced that. Let's get him there. I will try my best. When the next time. But it was good. He did, oh my god, the funniest fucking part ever was the ending, was when he finished. Because he like pulled me near to like the side of the bed, so like my butt's like on the end of the bed, and then he's like fucking blah blah blah. Now, I literally told him at the start, do not come on my face or get it in my hair. What does this dude do? He does not have aim. He does not have aim, y'all. And I said that, like, you can come on my stomach, my tits, whatever, but not my face. Don't get in my hair. Oh, my father's looking out the window. That's awkward. Anyways. So, okay, my father's gone now. Window's closed. So when he finishes, he asked me where I wanted or whatever, and I was like, you gotta leave the condom on, take it off, whatever, just don't get in my face or hair. He pulls it off. And then he comes. Where does this cum go? Literally up my belly button, up my chest, straight up my fucking face, just missed my nostril. Yes, just missed my nostril. Into my eyebrow, up my forehead, and a tiny little bit got in my hair. Now, because sex can be funny and you're supposed to laugh, like, it's not all serious, I burst out laughing. I'm like, oh my fucking god. I was like, you just shot me right in the face and in my hair. And then he's like trying to like aim it lower, but this motherfucker had a full load and it went all over my feeble body and face in my hair. It was ridiculous. I'm laughing my fucking ass off. I'm hoping he doesn't feel bad, because like, I don't feel bad. I just think it was funny. I literally told you not to put it somewhere and you put it exactly where I told you not to. At least it wasn't inside me. As long as it's not inside me, we're good. So, yeah. That was the very first experience I ever had with coming out of my face. Literally, my eyebrow was full of it. And then a tiny, tiny bit in my hair. So, at least my hair was fine. But, yeah. I was like, oh, my God. So, I had to get a towel. And then I had to go to the bathroom and wipe myself up. Wash myself off. Oh, my God. Now these damn dogs are running around. But, yes. That was my sexcapades last weekend. And the horrible dinner that I had last weekend. Yeah. Anywho, on to the next story that I want to talk about. It is all about the Writers Guild strike and the actors strike.
Alrighty, here is the, I guess, part three now. I'm talking about the Writers Guild and actors strike. They're both striking. First, the Writers Guild started strike, I think, like 2 or 3 months ago. And the actors strike started, I think, like last week or the week before. So now they're both on strike. So guess what? The Hollywood studios are fucked. Basically, long story short, what they're doing and why they're striking. First, with the writers. They're not getting paid what they should be. They're getting paid like pennies when they're literally the ones that created the whole series and movies and everything else you're watching on TV. These writers are the ones creating that. And you think they'd get paid a lot of money? Huh? Nope. And now because streaming platforms are happening, they do not get residuals. And if they do, it's very, very little, like pennies once again. Now, they still haven't came to an agreement yet with the studios. Then the actors went on strike. Makes it even more fucked because guess what? If you have no writers to make these storylines and shows and movies, and now you have no actors to be in them, all the ones, it's SAG and AFTRA. I don't know if that's how you pronounce it, but it's SAG. And WGA is Writers Guild. So the actors now aren't working. They can still do, I think, commercial work, but they can't be doing, like, well, any movies, TV shows, going into appearances. So, like, everything that was happening for the Barbie movie, all those appearances that Margot Robbie was doing, cut. Nothing. They're done. Any other movie that's coming out? Nope. No advertising. There's going to be no celebrities anywhere. If you're going to Comic-Con, nope. They can't make appearances. Nothing. Because their contract in SAG states they can't do that because of what's going on when they go on strike. So, what the actors are striking about, same kind of situation like the writers. They want to get paid what they're worth, what they should be getting paid. So, What used to happen for actors and actresses, etc., is they would get residuals from TV shows. What a residual is whenever that show or movie or ad is playing, that actor or actress or whomever is in that video gets money every time it's played. So when you're seeing Friends, say, on regular cable, it's getting played. Every time Friends is playing, a reactor that's SAG in there gets paid a residual. It could be like 10 cents every time that this thing is played. Now, think of how many times Friends is rerun on TV and Friends is old as shit. Those actors still get residuals for that. But now say if Friends goes on Disney Plus or Netflix or Crave or Amazon Prime, residuals they get from there, slim to none. They either get very tiny, tiny pennies or they get none whatsoever. No money. And Netflix makes billions upon billions of dollars. Like I seen today, there was an actor that was talking about how the heads of Netflix, they both got bonuses the past year, and it was like $30 million for one and $30 million for the other. But these actors are getting next to nothing if they do get a residual whatsoever. They get paid to be in the movie, then that's it. But yet, these streaming services make billions of dollars on these actors and these movies that these actors should be getting paid for, but they don't. And the next thing that's even more tragic now is that these studios want to buy the likeness of background actors and make big screen actors and just pay like a one lump sum, and then that company, that AI, owns the likeness of that person's face for the rest of their life, basically for forever. And they don't make X, Y, and Z money off that. They just get paid the initial payment that they want to pay for that money. And there are actors that are already doing this. What they are trying to do is also get rid of background actors. They just want to use background actors' likeness for their faces with AI. It's not have a physical body there. It's just an AI image or video or person standing there. It's not a real person. Just a likeness of someone. And they don't make any money whenever anything is made with that AI likeness of that person. They're not making residuals. They're not getting paid anymore. They get paid that one lump sum. Done. So they're trying to fight with the studios of trying to not let AI take over their jobs, basically, and then get paid what they're worth. Now, I heard this story on, I think it was over the radio. No, I was listening to the Perez Hilton podcast, the PHP with Chris Booker. And they were talking, he went to a restaurant. And he had said that there was an actor there who was like one of the main actors
in Orange is the New Black on Netflix. If you remember Orange is the New Black, or if you've ever watched it or you've seen it, it was one of the big series on Netflix that kind of made Netflix pop off and got them really popular. I guess not really famous, but Netflix was huge then. Everybody was watching it. They're making billions, millions upon billions of dollars because of Orange is the New Black. There's an actor in there that was just being a waiter at a restaurant because that person does not make enough money to continue living because they don't make residuals, they don't make anything else. They got paid like once and maybe make pennies off of Netflix's Orange is the New Black or next to nothing or nothing at all. How was that right? Netflix has made millions upon billions of dollars off these TV shows and movies that all these actors and actresses and other people have been in, but they're not getting paid for it. But yet this will continue to happen. Like, these shows and movies, everything will stay on Netflix for however long. Netflix will still make however much money and continue to have X, Y, and Z amount of hours, view time, watch time, whatever. But those actors in there make nothing off that. These actors have to have 2 to 3 jobs to be able to have income. Like, yes, there's the actors that are A-list that have millions of dollars that are billions, like Ryan Reynolds, Blake Lively, like, they're set up. They have all these extra companies, though. They have other, like, not passive income, but they have other investments that make money for them. But the average actor, which is most, 99, I would say 98 to 95% of actors are just the average actor who makes whatever money, but they're not making the millions. But nobody understands that. Nobody knows that because it's not a known thing to the public. But guess what? Now it is. This awareness is spreading, which it is, and I'm very glad. People are finally going to see and understand that not all actors are millionaires. That's like if I just started acting, got one acting job. Maybe I'll make 10 grand once. That's it. Like, a lot of jobs now don't pay you extra residuals because streaming doesn't have that in their contracts or in whatever else. And they're trying to get that changed. They don't get pay raises. Nothing. So I follow a lot of casting directors on Facebook, sorry, not Facebook, on Instagram, and a lot of them now, and casting managers and everything, are posting about what's happening with the strike because they're all SAG as well. Oh my god, Penny is whining now. So a lot of them have now started sharing what the union, like the SAG union, has put forward for like their agreement or whatever. And these studios, whatever their union, I don't even have to have a union, but their whatever company for the studios, have rejected 99% of what they've asked for. 99%. I'm not going to go into detail about what it all said because, like, it's like 10 pages long and like a bunch of boxes and a bunch of things they're requesting. But a lot of it has to do with the income, the pay raises, the AI situation that's happening. Like, AI is basically taking over everything. AI is already taking over different jobs. It's happening. Now, I don't want to say the whole robot thing. I mean, robots is coming, but like, I mean, there's going to be flying cars soon. Like, they're starting a test drive, a flying car, I think in the States somewhere. But these actors and writers need to be paid what they are worth. They need to be making these residuals. That's how they fucking live. Yes, they chose that lifestyle and that job they want to do, but that's their passion, that's their career. If we did not have writers and actors, we would not have any of our TV shows and movies. Think about that. If there was no actors, no writers, what would you be doing? Maybe reality TV, if that was ever created, but if there was never writers and actors, there wouldn't be any movies or TV shows that you would watch. Like cartoons? No, writers create that. I have a guy friend who's a writer. He does actually, he writes for a lot of cartoons too. They wouldn't be created because there'd be no writers. You pay people to create these things, but they're not paying them a fair wage, a living wage. Yes, maybe they'll make $1,000, say, an episode, but then you have to remember a portion of that, a percentage goes to a lawyer, their director, not the director, their manager, the casting person. Like, a percentage goes to each of these places. And plus taxes coming off of that. And then they can maybe get like $300. Like shit like that. People don't understand the amount of money that comes out of the pay that they get. And I wish people would understand that. But like, I'm hoping now that because of the strikes happening, people will see this and read up on it.
and not think all these actors make millions of dollars. There are lots there that do, but they're also on strike because they are in the union and they want their actors that are around them to support them. They're supporting actors. They're co-actors or these co-support roles, whatever the fuck. They need those people. The ones that are all around them are the ones that get paid pennies while the one star makes millions. How's that fair? How do you have a movie with one actor and that's it? You don't. How do you have a movie with no writers? You don't. You have nothing. So, get prepared to be watching a lot of reruns on TV because I don't know how long this strike's going to happen. I hope it happens for a while. But from what I've heard, it's going to go for a while. And from what else that I've seen and heard and read, that these studios are basically trying to wait out all these actors and writers until they go broke and homeless. And that forced them back into work. Good fucking luck, studios, because they're going to hold out and you're going to be fucked when all the media and all the public who want their shows back, who want to see things, who want new content, get nothing and are outraged. And also another thing that happened, I think it was earlier today or yesterday, I think it was Universal Studios. So there's a picket line out front of their studio and there was trees, and trees give you shade, right? They hired a company, I contracted out a company to come and cut those trees. So they had no branches. It was basically just like more like a log kind of thing with no branches, no leaves, nothing. So they couldn't have shade anymore. They purposely got a company to come cut their trees down where the picket line was. So think again when you think that these studios care for these actors and actresses and people and writers and background people and crew and everything. Just think about that. It ain't great. It ain't fucking great. Now, enough of the little bit of depressing situation. That was all for this week's podcast episode. I'm still wanting to get somebody from, I think, Abortion Sask, I think is what it's called, or Planned Parenthood, and of course, other guests that I still have to come on here. I just haven't planned a whole lot. I mean, it's summer, so it makes things a little bit hard. Fuck, now the dog is digging in the dirt, being a little shithead. But yes, make sure you follow me on Instagram at Serena Laternis, TikTok, same thing, at Serena Laternis, pretty much everywhere I'm at Serena Laternis. And then the podcast is That Bitch Podcast, That Bitch Podcast on Twitter. I haven't had threads yet for the podcast, but I have threads for my personal one. I barely even use threads. It's basically Instagram and Facebook and Twitter had a baby and it became threads. It's kind of dumb, but it is what it is. Anyways, make sure you subscribe and like this video on YouTube and on Spotify. Rate 5 stars, like, download everything. Wherever you listen to this podcast, make sure you rate 5 stars and like and subscribe and share with your friends, share with your family. Maybe not share with your family, but depends on what your family's like. If they're open-minded, then share with your family. Otherwise, share with everybody else you know and on social media. I hope you guys all have a fantastic next week and a half. And make sure you tune in a week and a half because you never know what tea's about to be spilled next. Bye, bitches.